Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Good evening. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and today I would like to welcome back Ashley Laura, the Emmaus Main Street Manager of the Affiliated Chambers, and that includes East Penn, Western Lehigh, and Southern Lehigh. And joining us is Tori Morgan, the President of the South Whitehall Township Board of Commissioners. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So the association, Tori, that you have with the Chamber, why is that important?
It's important for a lot of reasons. I think the Chamber brings an aspect of networking with our local businesses to the table, that we can create a synergy with local government, our businesses, and our community that really creates a positive environment and successes for everybody. So it's a thrill to be on that board and a part of the team.
And it probably gives you an opportunity to see what's going on in the community, other communities, and probably some learning opportunities. Do you interact with Ashley very much in this process?
Absolutely. What's wonderful about the chamber is, in our particular, the Western Lehigh Chamber, it's Upper Macungie and the Parkland School District in South Whitehall Township. And we can talk about issues and concerns that are relative to all those groups. We can talk about larger matters and our views on those and how the community and businesses can be involved. And then also creating that great relationship with the businesses as they come into our areas and how they can positively impact the community, the township, and the school district.
The regionalism play that's going on here that makes the Lehigh Valley Chamber the sixth largest chamber in the United States is really an incredible thing. And it probably gives you a little bit more power when issues come up that need to go to Harrisburg.
Absolutely.
Do you spend any time there, or is there much communication with Harrisburg and the job that you do?
Me personally, I don't deal with the issues that are directly related to Harrisburg, but on our board, on the Western Lehigh Chamber of Commerce, we do have a liaison who does handle those matters and brings them back to our board where we can kind of get together and talk about the issues, share our information, and then he feeds it back through his liaisons to Harrisburg.
When we were talking a little bit earlier before the show, you mentioned that, oh, if you could wave a magic wand and see something happen over a period of time, you were talking about the Hamilton Boulevard corridor, and that would take some help with PennDOT and some other state agencies. Is that the type of thing, or is there something you'd like to see happen there, and what's the time frame of it? You said earlier, in my lifetime. A lot of us have those types of in my lifetime things. Sounds like that could be a pet project of yours.
Well, I think what is so important and unique about the Hamilton Corridor project is it's a regional project, something that not just South Whitehall Township is very interested in, but also Upper Macungie and Lower Macungie. We all have a section of Hamilton Boulevard that is very important to be enhanced for pedestrian management, for better traffic control, for aesthetics, for all different reasons, but it's all the same corridor. So we all have the same end goal. We see this as an opportunity to work together. My hope is that we will be able to make this a regional project that makes sense, and we can get the support of our state legislators, PennDOT, all the traffic agencies, and really make a difference on that corridor.
You also mentioned the schools. You're the home of the school buildings, right?
We are.
You have a lot of buildings out there.
We do. Parkland School District, which, as you know, and if you don't know, is probably one of the best school districts in the state of Pennsylvania. And we're very, very proud to be home to two of the elementary schools, both the middle schools, the high school, and the administration building, which gives us the opportunity to have a really wonderful working relationship with the school district because, you know, there is that working relationship that has to take place to make sure that as the township grows, the school district is managing the schools and the population along the same lines. So it's really a great thing. We've got a great relationship with them.
It's really important because, it, of course, it affects real estate prices. It attracts people to the area. Mm-hmm. You have to have the schools, and it sounds like you're doing all the right things, too.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Parkland School District, because it is such an amazing school district, it draws wonderful people, wonderful businesses, and wonderful community opportunities to the township. So we're very grateful.
Your first layer suburb of the city of Allentown.
Yep.
Explain that to me.
Well, the city of Allentown, which I believe is still the third largest city in the state of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. we are the first layer suburb, South Whitehall Township is, of the city of Allentown. And for us, I see that as a wonderful bonus. The city of Allentown is thriving. Lots of great things going on downtown. We get to benefit from all of those things. But yet, South Whitehall Township gets to maintain the uniqueness, which is why people love to live there. It's rural. We've got small residential communities. We've got great businesses. We've got Dorney Park. So we're really unique, but get the benefits of all the city has to offer.
So when people sit around their homes in South Whitehall Township and they talk about the quality of life and the things that they really like in the area, over a cup of coffee, what are the things that they're likely to say? Pitch the community to
me. I'm going to pitch the community to you.
Pitch the community to me.
I think probably one of the most wonderful things about South Whitehall Township is our diversity. We have probably the most amazing parks around. The Covered Bridge Park, which is our largest park, is home of the largest section of the Jordan Greenway Trail. The Jordan Greenway Trail connects the city of Allentown to the Trexler Game Preserve. There are still parts of it that are under construction, but we do hold the largest section, so we will be the hub. This is an opportunity for people all over the Lehigh Valley to be able to enjoy nature and our own residents to have that hub right in their backyard. We also have a variety of pocket parks for some of our neighborhoods, which are constantly being used by the residents for their family and their children and their dogs and just meeting and getting together. So that's a great asset to our community. And then also with having things like Dorney Park, which makes us very, very unique. And people love to enjoy that and have the park right in their neighborhood.
Talk to me a little bit more about the pocket parks. When you look at the map, it seems like there's all these little places, and some of them are bigger than others. In the wintertime, do people frequent these areas?
Absolutely.
And what are they likely to be doing in the wintertime?
Well, I would say not as much in the wintertime, but they still frequent them because everybody wants to get out and about.
Right.
Yeah. So our pocket parks, it's funny, you know, people love them because if they have young children, they do pocket park hopping. They go from one park to the next park, just kind of create a little diversion for their children. And we have them all over, and they all offer something unique. Either the play gyms are different from park to park. Some of them are very passive. Some of them are very active. So it depends on what the resident wants, what their experience is that they want for that day. What we've done at a lot of our pocket parks, too, is we've worked with the Eagle Scouts. They've added little libraries. I'm not sure if you're familiar with
I'm
them.
I'm not.
What they are just small little boxes where people can come and put used books. And when you take a book, you put a new book in. It's called a little library. And people come, we have them up in our pocket parks. People come, exchanges books. The kids love it. It creates a lot of community spirit. So we're thrilled to be able to do things like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So if you want to take your kids out and run them, as people do.
Yep.
There's no reason to have your younger person in your area maybe beating away on one of those television games. I'm showing my age here. Yeah.
We also, at Covered Bridge Park, we're in the midst of doing a master park plan where we're going to be enhancing all of the equipment and the different types of things that you can do at Covered Bridge Park. We're looking to put in and start a program for a very large play gym system, which will really just give you the feel for Covered Bridge Park. It's going to have an old town feel. It's going to be very rustic. It's going to give you the feel of being in the woods, a log cabin-y type thing.
Oh, that's great.
So we're very, very excited about that.
The holiday season is upon us.
It is. With that, there's a lot of events, a lot of community events.
What are we doing with the Covered Bridge?
We have the most wonderful event in South Whitehall Township. It's our annual tree lighting event. It'll happen on December 7th. That's a Saturday, where we light the Covered Bridge. We also do our annual tree lighting, and that most special gentleman comes to visit all the children, Santa Claus himself, on our amazing fire trucks from our amazing volunteer firefighters that are in the township. So we're looking very forward to that. We have fire pits going, and they roast marshmallows and make s'mores, and we have all sorts of fun activities. The chamber is included. A lot of our local businesses are included in that event. The school district has singers and dancers, and it's really an amazing time. So if you have the opportunity, please come out and see us.
Now, you do have a tree lighting ceremony. Curious, do you light a tree that is there permanently, or do you bring one in?
Oh, no. We light one that's permanent, so every year it gets bigger and better.
There are no fake trees at this tree lighting. This is an official tree. It's not like one that has been chopped down in another state and brought in. We have a lot of trees here in Pennsylvania. We're happy to be supportive of our trees and the trees that we light. That's really cool. You also are, in your area, you have the King George Inn. And I know that's an ongoing project, but it's of historical significance, isn't it?
Loved by many of our residents in the area, absolutely, including myself. We've worked hard as a township, and not just for the King George. Obviously, we have a lot of amazing historical icons in the township, some old buildings, barns that we'd like to see stay, if at all possible. So we've created a historic preservation ordinance, that of which we're working with King George and the developers there to hopefully make something that really would be amazing for the township, as far as just a building that represents the history of the township and something that can be utilized as they continue to develop over time.
You've got a lot of chamber things going on.
Always.
That are coming up. We're about to take a break. Where would you like to go when we come back? What do you want to talk about? What's the chamber doing out there? Give us a little preview.
So while we talk about how we're a chamber of businesses, a lot of the emphasis on these affiliated chambers is that we're a chamber of communities. So our partnerships with the townships help in reaching out to the local organizations and people that are living there. So I'm going to talk about kind of the things we do to blend both businesses with community members and just what that partnership looks like.
And you do have some new businesses that are in the area.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at how many new businesses are coming into an area, whether they're relocating, they're brand new businesses. It's just really exciting and encouraging to see people try something new.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we'll jump into welcoming some of the new businesses to Western Lehigh area. I'm Greg Caponia, back in a moment.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails. Discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 7 or wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Caponia. With me is Ashley Laura, the Emmaus Main Street manager, and she's also the manager of the affiliated chambers, East Penn, Western Lehigh, and Southern Lehigh, and Tori Morgan, the president of South Whitehall Township Board of Commissioners. A lot of things going on there. First, let's talk about some of the recognition that's taken place.
So each year, the chamber hosts an annual meeting where we bring together 1,200 guests, and we recognize some local businesses and individuals who have done amazing things in the past year, but also for the Lehigh Valley over a long course of time. So this year, we were happy to recognize Zader Law. They're celebrating 25 years, and they are actually located directly next to the South Whitehall Township Administrative Building. And they're just phenomenal community partners. They do a lot with the Chamber of Commerce as far as sponsoring. Our current board chair, Jennifer Oliver, is an attorney with Zader Law, so she gives a lot of her time and energy. They also support our events. They attend things. So they're just really great to us at the Chamber, and I know they're really great to the township as well. I believe that they had a softball team, or was it kickball team?
Oh, they had a kickball team. Yes, they did. Yeah. That was one of our community events. That was National Night Out. We did a kickball tournament, and Zader Law always comes to the table. They're a huge community partner. They did lose to the executive team for South Whitehall, but maybe next year.
Some smack talk.
So now do you draft from various other...
I can't give away my secrets. I'm sorry, because they might be listening.
But we were happy to honor Zader Law this year for 25 years in business.
That's terrific.
Yeah. And then we also have a gentleman on our board, on the Western Lehigh Chamber board, who was honored with the Volunteer of the Year. Bill Erdman works with Keystone Consulting Engineers, and he was honored as the Greater Chamber's Volunteer of the Year. He serves on our board, but he serves on a lot of different groups. I know he's in Emmaus Rotary Club and some other various nonprofits, and we just so thoroughly appreciate the time and energy. He's an engineer, so he does a lot with the Hamilton Corridor Project. He assists a lot with our community grant signs. Just very invaluable to our team.
Say his name again.
Bill Erdman.
We want to make sure that we give him a good shout
out
here.
Thank you, Bill.
Like he's doing quite a bit for you.
Congratulations, Bill.
Yes. Yeah. Continuing on, every year the Chamber also hosts a Mayor's and Municipal's Officials Reception. And in April 2019, we honor Mayor of the Year, but for the first time we honored a Township Manager of the Year. And South Whitehall Township Manager Renee Bickle was honored as the first Township Manager of the Year from the Chamber. We love our partnership with the group. They're just such a fun group of people to have working with us, attending events. They're just always so agreeable, willing to do what we can to make this partnership better.
Now, if I recall, that was a pretty chilly night.
It was very cold.
And the governor came.
Yes,
he did.
He did. We ended up being outside in a tent, so it wasn't the best situation to have him there. But yes, we did have the governor there.
We had fun.
And if I recall, Bernie Sanders was upstairs at Steel Stacks, which made parking an interesting
Yes,
that event.
Whole ordeal was interesting.
We were the center of the universe that night.
We were.
We sure were.
Yes.
Everything was going on there. It was a fun night.
It was fun.
And it's a great event.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice to see everyone be honored and just see the whole community come together.
And folks, I'm telling you, this is a full-scale production. Tony and Frank put together walk-up music like the Emmys. So it's quite a production, and if you get a chance to go to that, you should not miss it.
Hopefully next year we'll be inside where it's warm and dry.
You know, community policing.
Community policing, near and dear to my heart. We at South Whitehall Township have just created a new position. We have a community liaison officer now, Jason Grozier, along with our entire police team, which is fantastic, led by Chief Glenn Dorney, who is now the lead for all of the community liaison events that have to deal with the police. So he handles our DARE programs, and he will handle him along with Steve Brown, handles our Crime Watch groups that we do locally with the neighborhoods. He also does a lot of different events, environmental crime control by design, where they go out and they'll assess somebody's home, that maybe the shrubs or how things are located, and how proper positioning of things can help keep down crime in your area. It's absolutely amazing. It's a wonderful service that they provide to our residents. And he is an amazing liaison with our community, and we're doing a lot of nice new projects. So we're thrilled to have that happening.
When you say the term community policing, how does that differ from regular policing?
That's interesting. I'll give you my take on it.
This
is my definition.
Well, you're an elected official.
All right. I can make my own definition,
absolutely.
Right? So I think community policing is all about including your businesses and your residents in the whole policing process, meaning where are your concerns? They are intricately involved with our residents and our businesses. They are out of the cars. They're talking to them. They're walking around. They're at every one of our events. So it's not just, they don't just respond to an incident. They are proactive. They want to be involved. They want to create an environment for our community that's positive, warm, inviting, and engaging. And they do just that.
So in other words, you can pick up some tips about how to avoid needing to call them if something happens.
Well, I mean, the police are always there for you.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, why not be proactive and make it a safer environment? It's an outstanding program.
It's phenomenal. And it's really created a wonderful relationship, a very engaging relationship with our residents, because I think every one of our officers are so approachable. And you could just walk up and talk to any of them about anything. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
so we're thrilled
terrific.
About that.
We're in the middle of a census.
We are. So 2020 is bringing on the census, and the county is making a big push to encourage people to get more educated about what a census is, what they're asking, why it's so important. So we, as the chamber, are helping convey that message. We recently, in November, had a 2020 census luncheon at New Tripoli Bank. So we brought in Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong. He ran us through, what is the census going to look like? Is someone going to come to your door? Is it going to be email, mailed to you? So he kind of ran through the whole gamut about the functionality of it, or the logistics of it, I should say.
I like to talk about the census because it's so important. There's so many things that happen as a result of people participating in this. Maybe we could just run through this again really quickly. It's important because
your count matters. It's important because a lot of the state funding is all linked to the census. So what kind of funding we would get for instance, for roads or for different infrastructure projects might be dependent on the amount of people in your community. So if there's not a proper count, and I think at the time of their presentation, they gave a dollar amount for person that is missed. And I can't remember
it's
that.
Almost 2,000.
It was like 2,000 something. And I apologize for not knowing the exact number, but it was a considerable amount of money. If those people are missed, how much dollars we may be missing as far as possible funding moving forward.
So no matter where you live, folks, if they miss your count, if you put 10 people in a room and they didn't fill out the census forms, that's $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And it goes right back to your community.
It does, yes.
So wherever you are, please make sure that you help your community by filling out this census. It also is important for redistricting your representation. You have to be counted to be represented, right?
Absolutely. There's always been a lot of concern, you know, with different individuals on what do they do with those census numbers? Will they hold them against me? Should I give out this information? They have really streamlined the census for the 2020 event. I believe there's only
7 or 8 questions.
It's very small, and they're very specific questions. So we hope everybody takes that opportunity to complete that census because it is so very important.
If somebody hasn't contacted you to fill out the information, what should they do?
I think the best thing to do is call the local county government office. They have the census forms available. Or you can also go online and just simply Google census in your area. And I'm sure there's a variety of information. I know in South Whitehall specific, mm-hmm. we are going to be adding census information and where you can get it and how you can fill out the forms. And if you have any frequently asked questions, we're going to put that on our website
website.
On our website.
Go to the website.
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about grant projects.
So each year, the Western Lehigh Chamber raises funds through happy hour networking events.
Well, that sounds fun.
A lot of fun. We recently had one at Grill 3501. They were our gracious hosts, but also our community grant signs. So each year we raise money through those, and we have a grant process where we give out to local nonprofits serving the Western Lehigh footprint. So this past year, actually at our past event, we gave out $1,000 grants to Parkland Cares Food Pantry. They're a brand new food pantry serving the Parkland School District. It's almost like a shopping experience for families who are in need. And we also gave out another $1,000 grant to Goodwill Fire Company. They're located in Upper Macungie Township. But we get a handful of applicants each year, and it's always hard to pick one over the other because they all have such worthy causes. But we just encourage people to apply each year. There's no real limitations other than serving the specific footprint that we work in. So we've had Second Harvest Food Bank, things like that. So it's really great for our businesses to come together and support the other nonprofits in the area.
Second Harvest is a very important organization. We just raised, with our most recent fund drive, nearly 10,000 or 12,000 meals for Second Harvest.
That's fantastic.
So good work. I mean, that's very, very important. Let's talk about some of the new businesses that are coming to town.
Yeah, so over the past couple months, we have welcomed in a handful of new businesses.
Ribbon cuttings. Where are you cutting some ribbons?
So recently, we have cut ribbons in Tillman Square. We've done a handful there. Young Chefs Academy. They are like a culinary kids center. You can have birthday parties there. You can take classes there. We did that over the summer. Across the street, in the old Kmart shopping plaza. We cut ribbon for State Farm Insurance, Brad Mayer, his team. He's grew up in South Whitehall Township and decided he wanted to give back and open up his business there.
Terrific.
Yeah, so we are really great to welcome him there. Parkland Manor, the Manor home care system, opened up a new one where the old 24/7 fitness gym was. They repurposed that building and are turning it into a home care, senior care center. They finished phase one, so we helped them celebrate that with a ribbon cutting, and they'll develop more parts of that as they continue. And actually, this past weekend in November, we welcomed Your CBD Store. It's a national chain, but they have three franchises within the Lehigh Valley. They initially opened in Emmaus, then expanded to Whitehall, and now are expanding to South Whitehall Township just because of the positive feedback that they've gotten and how much it's in need right now.
Well, we've come to the end of our program. I'd like to thank you very much for coming, Ashley. Tori?
It's been a pleasure.
Don't forget, if you need something to do, head on out to South Whitehall Township and have some fun. Enjoy the parks. Go to the new stores, restaurants. A lot to do there. This has been On Every Main Street, and I'm your host, Greg Caponia. Have a good evening.